Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I honestly thought we had closed the book on Josh Duggar after his sentencing in 2022, but his name has popped back up in the news cycle once again. For anyone who isn't familiar with the story thus far, Josh Duggar of 19 Kids and Counting fame has been at the center of numerous scandals. In 2015, it was revealed he had molested several of his sisters and family friends when he was a teenager.
Josh came to us on his own, and he was crying, and he had just turned 14. And he said that he had actually improperly touched some of our daughters.
Did he explain why? I mean, was that a question that you asked?
He said he was just curious about girls, and he had gone in and just basically touched them over their clothes while they were asleep, and they didn't even know he had done it.
The Duggars say they tried to deal with the crisis as a family, but the molestation reoccurred. In total, four sisters were victimized, as well as the family babysitter.
And in 2019, Duggar was arrested on charges of possessing child sexual abuse materials. The audio you're about to hear comes from when Josh Duggar was initially questioned by police. I've cut it down for time. The full video is available in the link in the description.
But we're part of a specialized task force, and that task force is called the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Yep.
Based on an ongoing investigation, we were able to directly connect, actually one of our task force affiliates in the Eastern District was able to directly connect to a certain IP address that was participating in the uploading and sharing of known videos and images of child pornography.
Okay.
That information was then sent to us because the IP geolocated back into the Western District somewhere in Northwest Arkansas.
So it was transmitting or receiving?
At this point, I probably best that you just listen, okay?
Okay.
We were able to get from this IP address one specific video of child pornography and one folder containing approximately 65 images of child pornography from a specific IP address. We then, once that information was turned over to us because of the fact that it was geolocated in Northwest Arkansas, mm-hmm. we served a federal summons onto or for that IP address. That IP address came back to Ozarks Go
okay.
with a subscriber of
Yep,
Joshua Duggar, a Duggar with cell phone. I'm assuming that's personal
yep.
cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say anything that's going to
we don't
incriminate
that's not
me or anything at all. I don't want to. I'm not denying guilt, and I'm not saying that I'm. You know, I mean, as far as anything goes, I don't want to be. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
At the end of the day, you need to protect yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm guilty or not. I'm just not saying. You know, on. Start finding accessing inappropriate content at some point,
right.
at any point in my life.
He was eventually found guilty in December of 2021 and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. But on March 17th, 2023, a new development emerged. According to Insider, the original date set for Duggar's release was August 12th, 2032. However, recent online prison records show that he is now set to be released on October 2nd, 2032, nearly a month and a half later. No confirmed reason for the change has been made public. However, according to Fox News, Josh Duggar has been placed in solitary confinement for being caught with a contraband cell phone. Regardless of whether or not this is the reason for the change in Duggar's sentence, the change is significant. It means he will spend more time in prison than originally expected, 51 days to be exact. My personal opinion, the more time the better, but we'll see how everything pans out. Thank you so much for listening to this update on the Preacher Boys podcast. I will keep you posted if any other news surrounding Josh Duggar's sentencing or the extent of his stay changes. I'll see you on future episodes.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.